April 17, strength for the day. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:25-27. I am so thankful to my Heavenly Father for His daily blessings to me. About a week ago, I felt completely worn out with the effort I had put forth in writing. My mind would not work, and I felt much depressed. I had almost given up hope of ever feeling rested again. But one night I prayed to God most earnestly for His strengthening, healing power to rest upon me, that I might be able to write out some things that ought to be published. I then went to sleep. In the night season, I seemed to be speaking to different congregations in regard to the healing, quickening power of the Holy Spirit. At 2:30, I awoke. My headache was gone, and the soothing influence of the Spirit of God rested upon me. I walked the floor of my room and praised God. I then took my pen in hand and found that my mind was clear and that I could write as well as ever. Since this experience, I have written a good deal. Our Savior is the most skillful physician in the world. I praise Him for the marked blessing that He bestowed upon me at this time. True religion is a religion that keeps constantly in view the honor and glory of God. We are to regard our Heavenly Father with holy fear and reverence. He requires of His blood-bought heritage a cheerful obedience. As we realize His great love, our hearts will be inspired with gratitude. We shall serve Him with cheerfulness and firmly, confidently put our trust wholly in Him. I long to express in my life service the joy of Christ. I long to be imbued with His Spirit that I may be a blessing to others. We have the promise, I will give them one heart and one way that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them to do them good. But I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Jeremiah 32:39-40. God is great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Verse 19, Letter 139, April 17, 1904, to Robert Vickery, a layman on the Illinois Conference Committee.